Susanna.
Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Kevin. Well, we had the sweet opportunity of visiting with a young man in Home Depot over the weekend, and we found out that he would be involved in training and wants to open his own gym eventually. And I said, oh, my gosh, really? Tell me more. And so he did, and we invited him to meet at Starbucks. I took purse-ready things, gave them to him, showed him the program. I was thinking, okay, now Kevin says don't overdo, you know, and I'm trying to withhold, and he keeps asking questions, and so we got him on the three-way last night, and he's very excited and wanting to sign up. He's been a networker through his father's business for years and understands the process, and it's so exciting when you find someone who is excited about taking good care of their health.
That's awesome, Susanna. And, you know, I love the story, and thanks for referring to me. That's kind of funny. That makes me laugh a little bit that you referred to me. But you know what? This is the lesson there, guys. When you just keep yourself open to possibilities, things happen. As long as you're always keeping your eyes open for the little crack in the door, right? When that door opens up, you've got to be able to respond and to be able to offer something. So way to go, Susanna. Nice job.
It helps pain, but I'll give you the other.
And now, one thing I'm going to throw at you, Susanna. You know the best time to actually prospect somebody?
The best time is when they're standing a foot away from you, I guess.
This is actually a trick question. I'm going to get you on this one. I know I am. The best prospect someone is right after you've been successful prospecting somebody else.
Oh, good point.
Because you are on fire. You are excited, and you're doing the happy dance, and the energy is flowing, and it's now time to let somebody else experience that.
Perfect. Thank you.
You are welcome. I don't know where Susie's at, but we'll keep going here. Anybody else want to share something with your business this morning?
Hi, Kevin. Good morning. It's Maura. Jeff and I are out for a power walk, and I just love that last share and what you said about following up right after you prospected someone else. Just wanted to say I'm happy because I love that we're in business for ourselves but not by ourselves. And while one of my team members is away, I'm able to look after someone for her and do a health analysis with them and take care of her team while she's gone, and that's what we all do for each other. It's just a wonderful way we do business.
A brilliant, brilliant community we have here with everybody doing everything for everyone, and there's no expectations, there's no, you know, paybacks, there's no I do this for you, you do this for me. We just do it because we're part of the family. So way to go, Maura. I love that. And I think I see Susie on the line. Susie, are you there?
I am here, and I just listened to Maura's share, and I didn't catch the lady's name, the previous share, but I agree with you, Kevin. The best time really is when you're in that flow and you're already feeling good about connecting with somebody. So good morning, everyone. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late. I got down that rabbit trail of answering emails and looked up and went, oh, my gosh, it's 10:03. I'm so sorry to be late, but I'm excited to be here. It is Tuesday, June 30th. Welcome for those of you that are live, and welcome for those of you that join us in podcast land. It's a very overcast, light rain kind of day here in Peterborough, Ontario, which is pretty much the norm for the last few weeks. But it's a beautiful day, and there's lots to be grateful for. So if we'd like to take one last share here before we move on to the content of the call, who'd like to share? And failing that, how about I do a share?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let me start by just saying how incredible this gift that we have is. You know, we have a young woman in our team that, you know, she reached the height of 2-star Golden Circle, and her business kind of took a little bit of a slump. And she was also in a position where she was a registered massage therapist, and her wrist gave out. She no longer could massage and was told by her doctor that she had to give it up. Fortunately, she had Isagenix, and she was able to step in and, you know, develop a residual stream of income. Well, just like life happens, this young woman ended up with for three children in a school system that were really not progressing at all. And she chose to put the brakes on everything, to bring her three children home from school and started to homeschool them. So the past 6 months, she still woke up every Monday morning to receive a notification from Isagenix that she has received a pay. And what a beautiful thing that, you know, with Isagenix, we're able to do the work. Sometimes life pulls us away for a season, and yet you can step back in and, you know, enjoy the community that's been there and supporting your decision to, you know, to step away for a bit and still be able to get paid for it. So it's been wonderful to have her back. You know, she's been doing some trainings with us, has already done three opportunity meetings for members of our team, really pressed in completely because she now feels like she's got that foundation under her. And I don't know about you guys, but that really, really makes me happy when I know that we have such an amazing gift here that can fit into our lifestyle from both the product perspective as well as the business perspective. And, you know, we can just, you know, pick it back up at full steam when, you know, the opportunity presents itself. So I'm excited about that. And I know, like many of you, she too is on that quest to regain her executive status. So if you're there for the very, going there for the very, very first time, or you're going there because you've lost your status or because you're in your reentry, whatever the reason is, we're out there to connect with people, to offer them a gift that can literally change their life from every perspective. Some of you had the opportunity. I know Jeff was at Susan Fly's training and opportunity meeting last week in Toronto, and I believe Lewis was there. Yes, I know Lewis was there. There were a number of you there. But I just wanted to just go over a few steps that Susan shared with us and how we can move forward in our business and in our connecting to help us move that those steps forward towards our crystal executive or towards our executive. And it really starts with having that, you know, attitude that am I allowing my excuses to keep me stuck or am I allowing my excuses to propel me forward? You know, and why I say that, we have another young gal that just reached crystal executive on Saturday morning, I think Friday night in our team. She had attended Susan Sly's event on Thursday night, came home and said, okay, I'm sitting here with eight consultants. It's time to get this job done. And she had a tragedy in her home, you know, her, you know, just a really profound experience that her family had in that week. And she said it was a really, really difficult time. They lost their family pet as a result of a car accident. And she could have said, you know what, this is my excuse not to do what I'm doing, not to connect with people. I'm not sure I can contain myself emotionally. But no, she used that as her immediate why, the one that was staring there in front of her, saying, you know what, we tried to save our beautiful dog. It cost a lot of money. We have a big vet bill now. That $1,000 crystal bonus is going to make a big difference in our family. So I'm going to just push through my emotions and connect with people from that heart space and know that I'm offering them a gift that is immeasurable in their life because of what it's done for mine. So again, going back to that, are we making our excuses to allow us to keep us stuck, or are we allowing them to propel us forward? You know, and I love that Susan used the Eric Worre scenario of we as leaders and those of us that say that we're moving forward, how much effort are we really putting into our business on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis or a month-to-month basis? If we are, you know, in the same place that we were a month ago, 6 months ago, then it's time for us to look back and say, what have I done differently? How much effort have I really, truly applied to reaching my goal? So if you take the picture of, you know, a plane going along a runway, and at the end of the runway, there's a tree. If you think about how much throttle it takes to launch that airplane, are we going to launch the airplane when we're giving 20% throttle? Absolutely not. What about if we give it 40% throttle? Do you think that, you know, we can clear that tree at the end of the runway? Absolutely not. Even at 60% or 80%, we're not going to be able to clear that tree. It's only until we give 100% full throttle that we can clear the runway, get into, what do you call it? Oh, what do you call that? Any pilots on the, cruising altitude. And then we can pull back a little bit in the throttle and rest a little bit and just take that little bit of a breather. Because the tailwinds will pick up. It's kind of like the story of the first gal. She put in 100% effort, got to Crystal Executive in 8 days back in, 4 years ago. And, you know, things happened. She had to settle back for a little bit. But she's still being paid on that effort today of what she put into her business 3 years ago. So if you're willing to give 100% for the next 15 days to reach Crystal Executive, can you imagine what can happen? And your 15% will be different than my 100% will be different than my 100%. And it'll be different than Maura's 100% and different than Kevin's 100%. But if you sit quietly with yourself and say, how have I been showing up? Have I been given it full throttle? I've been saying that I want to reach this goal, but what have I been willing to do differently than what I did in the previous 6 months to attain this goal? Your 100% could be an hour per day that is highly, highly productive, 6 days per week. Or it could be 2 hours per day, which would net double the results. Or it could be 3 hours per day. It really is dependent upon you and what you're willing to do. I want to just share another story, and it was Susan's own personal story. Susan spoke to 75 people in her first 90 days with Isagenics, and she enrolled 3. Did that stop Susan Sly? There's many people that would have said, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to connect with people. I don't know enough. I really obviously don't have enough influence with the people I'm speaking to. No. What Susan did was look at the opportunity and say, I have 3, and 2 of them are ready to work with me. What can I do to help them? How can I help them cycle and move forward? And today, those 2 people that moved forward with Susan included Mar Lorenzo and Suzanne Hart, and Mar introduced Carolyn Rodriguez. And Carolyn, having network marketing experience and a big passionate why, you know, had Susan come to Toronto and do 3 in-homes in 1 day to help Carolyn launch her business. At the point, Carolyn was ready to run. That has resulted in a significant portion of the revenue that Susan's made over the last 12 years. So again, I ask you, I don't know who's on the call that's shuffling or moving around, but if you could please mute your line, I'd really appreciate it. So again, so I encourage you to really sit quietly with yourself and say, is attaining the goal of Crystal Executive really what I'm looking to do? Does it fit with everything that I desire? Is it my big hairy why? Or are you content to move along at the pace that you've been moving along at? And for those of you that have picked up the pace and really have laser focus, congratulations. Way to go. You know, I'm thrilled for you. But there are others that I know, because I know that I've been amongst you at times, that are like, oh, you know what? I can be easily distracted. Today is a day that, oh, look at that. There's 3 loads of laundry to do. I better get at that. Or, oh, you know what, somebody called and invited me out to Starbucks, and, you know, a couple of hours of my day just kind of wasted away. There are things that will always interfere with our plan unless you're really focused on wanting to accomplish that goal. So Kevin shared about this morning about the best time to be connecting with somebody new is right after you've already connected with somebody, right after you've already had a really exciting, rewarding experience. But some of us don't you know, some of us get on the calls and we listen, but yet we're not willing to get outside of our house and get outside of our comfort zone and just have those connections. And our connections start with a smile. They start with eye-to-eye contact. They start with a genuine compliment. So it's that whole CAFI process, you know? Compliment, sorry, connect, affirm, permission, information. So with the connecting, eye contact, smile, genuine, affirming or compliment. We know that we've touched that person, not just at a superficial level, but at a heart level. It's sincere. It's genuine. It's authentic. And at that point, you're more likely to receive permission from somebody to offer information. If they really feel that you've connected with them at that heart level and you have a genuine interest in them and their experiences and their goals and their desires and their quote-unquote point of pain, then you're more likely to be given permission to offer information. And that offering of information will lead, hopefully, to that follow-up that could potentially get a new person started. So if you look in the next 15 days and you look at how many orders are left to be filled in your team for you to personally advance to Crystal Executive, so if you've got, maybe you only have 2 spots to fill, take a look at your record and say, in order for me to have already obtained 28 spots on my tree, what effort did I put into it? And how much more effort will I need to put into finding those 2 spots? If you're sitting here right now as a brand new associate, connecting with enough people and enrolling enough people to go Crystal Executive in the next 15 is an absolutely doable goal. It's just a matter of how much you're willing to put into it, how many conversations. So if you look at over the next 15 days, what if you made 5 solid connections a day where those people all agreed? So maybe it's, you know, 5 over 15 days would be how many people altogether? You're looking at 75 people. Imagine if of those 75 people, 60% of them took a look at information. So you've got 45 people that took a look at information. Of those 45 people, do you think that possibly 15 to 20 of them, maybe 50% of those people would get started with you? And of those 15 to 20 people, perhaps 10 of them would know 2 people that they wanted to give this beautiful opportunity for vibrant health and residual income to? Very possible. It's just a matter of how much you want it and how many people you're willing to talk to. If you're willing to go outside of your comfort zone. And it's not about doing this alone, guys. There are people on this call, there are people in your support network that are there. Like Maura spoke up this morning. She has a gal in her team that's away on holidays. So she's stepping in and completing those new associate interviews. She's stepping in and filling in the gaps for that gal, just like she would have other people while she was away on holidays. Do the same for her. There are people in your community, whether it's somebody you've met through Facebook, in one of your team pages, whether it's in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom call, wherever it is, there's people that are available to help you by way of 3-way calls, welcome calls, answering questions for you, encouraging you, holding you capable and accountable. We're all here for that if you're willing to put in the effort. And not just if, as you put in the effort, we're here to support you. So some of the ways that you can connect with people is literally just getting outside of your home, doing the things that you're always doing, but doing with that laser-focused intensity. So if I look down and say, okay, if I made my list of names, how many of you know that you could take 75 names or more off of your cell phone names list, your Facebook names list, maybe your church directory, maybe your parent teachers association, maybe you've been recently married, so it might be your guest list for your wedding. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe a car club that you're in. Maybe it's a walking club that you're in. Maybe it's the gym that you go to. Whatever it is, I'm sure that there isn't a person on this call that couldn't sit down today and write out a list of at least 75 names and commit to connecting with a minimum of 5 of those people per day or more. Because as you get, the more you connect with on a daily basis, the easier it becomes. And it can start with one of the most effective ways that people are finding now is through a very quick text. Hey, Kevin, it's Sue. Wondering if you're available to get together for a few minutes today. By phone or in person, what's best for you? And for if it's Kevin Steele, of course, it's going to be by phone or it's going to be by Skype or it's going to be by Zoom, whichever one of those, you know, mediums that we can use. But if it's somebody that's local, you may want to meet with them face to face. But sometimes that can lull you into just a visit. If you've got a sense of urgency and it's somebody you know well, then get to the point and say, listen, you know, I've been challenged by a mentor of mine to connect with at least 5 people today that will take a look at some information. I'm super excited about this. It might not be for you, but as you look at this, I want to know what you love about it and who comes to mind that could benefit from this, because it might not be for you, but I know other people will come to mind. When I call you back, I want to find out what you loved about it and who you thought of. And go through those calls quickly and succinctly, and you'll get so much energy and excitement. Your passion will rise. Your enthusiasm will come. You'll be operating at that 100%, even if it's for a brief period of time in your day. Your vibrational energy will go up, 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 up as you make those calls, because you're really just asking them something simple and honest. I've been challenged by one of my mentors to connect with at least 5 people today that would be willing to take a look at some information. I thought of you. I'm wondering if you're willing to help me out. And we know that if people take a look at the information and we preface it with, it might not be for you, but please keep in mind people that you think would benefit, the chances are you're either going to get a referral at the end of that call, or you're going to get somebody that moves forward in your follow-up or makes it just move forward in your decision to get started. So I'm curious, is that something you're willing to do today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day? It's only 5 calls. It's only 5 connections. It's only 5 Facebook messages. It's only 5 texts. Whatever it is, whatever your preferred method of communication is, it just means getting started. It means getting in the cockpit of the airplane, checking all the instrumentation panels, making sure that everybody's buckled up and ready to go. You've got your team on board. You've got the people that are willing to, you know, lined up that are willing to do 3-way calls with you and welcome calls. And you just get in there and you pull down on the throttle and you get it going, guys. So, Kevin, on that note, I'm going to end, and I'm hoping I can hear some feedback.
Susie, love the call today. Love your passion. Love your heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's fly.
Let's fly away, guys. Anyone else have a comment?
All aboard.
All aboard. That sounds like yo-yo.
Yeah, yo-yo, Mario.
I love it. Thank you, yo-yo.
Anything you can vividly, accurately imagine, intensely, ardently desire, and then and sincerely believe in, and then enthusiastically act upon, must inevitably come to pass. That's what you've been talking about.
Amen, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So on that note, let's go out and jump in the airplane and fly, guys. Take care.